Yes, welcome, 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 everyone, to the mortuary of despair that is the Naked Football Show today. In the studio today to help us pick over the body that is Ipswich Town at the moment, we welcome back the man from Block H.
Hello.
We also welcome my manful assistant, Mr. Joe Ward.
Hello.
Bless him. And we are absent of Edward Scissorhands, otherwise known as Liam Osborne, who is lawnmower to the man from Block H. Indeed.
The lawnmower man.
The lawnmower man, yes.
And the gentry. Many others.
And gentry. Is he really? Oh, right.
I understand.
So we'll talk about him behind his back as he's not here. That would be rather good. I don't know where to start, really. By the way, if you want to email in, studio@icrfm.co.uk, that's if you wish to abuse.
It's freelance anger management now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. This is an anger management course. You can text us on 07797800 or 712, and during the week you can get hold of us on nakedfooty@yahoo.co.uk. Well, boys, anything to say? Shall we just go home?
Well, I don't know. You just don't know what to say. The worst thing was listening to Paul Jewell's interview after the game. Actually,
the
which
pub
was
team
really
comment,
was it? Which was one of the heaviest things I've heard a manager say, actually, about a pretty high up league team, really. It was a bit... he didn't sound ultra positive about the whole thing, did he, himself included?
When he said the buck stops with him, I'm not sure whether he was trying to ready his sword to fall on.
He'd had a slight death knell about it, didn't it, the whole thing?
I didn't hear that.
Unfortunately. Well, you were, that's right. Fighting your way back through the winterland that was Burnley wasn't very nice either, apparently.
Well, as we went up there, I was watching, going down the M62, sorry, going across the M62 from this side to the west side. It was 14 degrees in the car when we got to the M62, and literally every 2 miles it dropped a degree. We got to Burnley and it was 5. Driving torrential rain and freezing. But so the portents were there.
Yeah.
It was pretty obvious what was going to happen. And sure enough, it did. And today, it was all over. It's a lovely sunny day, and you can see the dales and the hills and the villages. It's so sweet.
I know.
It's like the storm had just blown over.
Well, one of the worst things was it 46 minutes again? It's either, you know, we're often duff at the start, duff at the finish, aren't we? And then we have a little spell somewhere in one of the halves. But we always seem to, it must be panic stations. It's so many times it's happened. A couple of years now, really, hasn't it, really? You've been almost... Going back, dare I mention, to Joe Royal days, almost where we used to be. But we used to score 4 then, didn't we?
Yeah, we don't even score now. We don't even shoot. I think the Reading game was a lot of toing and froing, a lot of toiling and jousting. But the Burnley game, it seems, was just back to the wall and just a pummeling. I mean, to have not to have 2 shots in 90 minutes to you know, give away so much possession is just not on for a team where, you know, because they've lost so many times, doesn't work. So not to change it considerably into just to say, okay, look, we'll be more defensive. We'll put 3 in the middle. We'll put some guy who's going to protect our back 4. If we play for a draw, it's 1 point more than I think we're going to get. And it's a very defeatist attitude. But when you lose so many games, you have to stop the rot and you have to go back to basics and just go, right, well, we're just going to be ultra-defensive and just try and stick it out. And then at home, let's have a little bit of experimentation and see what we can do.
Well, bizarrely, yesterday, they started off by far the better team. They were stroking the ball around without much impact, or even they didn't seem to have much idea apart from how to stroke the ball around. So they're obviously capable. The ball was sadly dying once it got to the feet of Daryl Murphy, who seemed to be unable to control anything.
Why they yanked him? Because it seemed, listening to the commentary, it seemed bizarre. What's he on for? Scotland comes on. Is he limping?
No, I mean, I thought he was... The thing is, they were playing reasonably well. They weren't looking dangerous, but they were knocking the ball around well, which we have seen them do on the odd occasion. But the attack just wasn't holding it up. The one guy who can hold it up, whatever his faults, is Jason Scotland, which he rectified that fairly quickly. Then we went one down. We went one down slightly before that, didn't we? But and after that, it was just ridiculous. It was just like, as Jules said, a pub team after that.
Except the goalkeeper, of course, Lee Barrett, played off a couple of wonder saves.
And everyone was expecting him to be the possible problem there, and he turned out to be the player of the match, as far as Ipswich will go. Yeah.
Well, some of them so much out of touch. Even Ledbetter, who got man of the match in the paper after Saturday, the first but 6 passes to him on Saturday bounced straight off him. He seemed to be completely... And how's he gone the other way? So many of them seem to have gone the other way at the same time.
I think he's been asked to play a role that doesn't suit him, as with a lot of the team. They've been asked to play roles that don't suit him.
He sort of lost it when Bullard arrived, didn't he? He was midfield general, and then he wasn't. And he sort of faded back. Then he wasn't picked a couple of times, and he just seemed to have lost a... And he was a really quite a driving, you know, a good player. Whether he's chatty enough to be captain and all the rest of it might be a different issue. But he certainly was a good, competitive little midfield guy that would pass it on occasion, but, you know, could do it. But it's just, and now Bullard's gone the other way as well. He seems to have just completely slowed up, powder puff tackles and all the rest of it.
Just doesn't look interested anymore.
Well, he's got his, you know, he's got his contract, the dreaded thing, isn't it? He's got the contract. But, I mean, they were saying, isn't it, the average age of our team was more than the Burnley manager or something like that.
Well, he was getting up to, anyway.
He was 30-something, isn't he, there, Mai?
Yeah. It seems to be... For me, I think we've got a core of five central midfielders. You know, we've got Andrews, Lepser, Bullard, Boyer, and possibly Higham now. And for me, if you want to keep it simple and play 4-4-2, or even if you do want to keep with the silly diamond that worked and now has not worked, then you've got space for two. So you say to these guys, you say to Boyer and Bullard, you say, look, you are old players. You play well in training, or you play decent in the matches. You know, we'll start with you two. And then we'll have three, you know, two senior, one being Higham, who, I'm, you know, he's not really pushing to start as much. Say to them, look, you're professional footballers. We've got two spaces here in the middle of the park. Play your hearts out, play well, and you will play in the first team. What Jules doing, which was, you know, the downfall of Keane as well, which everyone bemoaned at, was trying to cramp all these central midfielders into the line of four, and I just don't think it works because they don't know what to do.
Well, you even
know,
they
you
were saying,
play Boyer out wide, out right, or out left. Yeah, they're not going to do it. That's why Healy got taken off in the Doncaster game, because it's not his position.
Yeah,
I felt sorry for him there, actually.
That was terrible.
I thought out of the midfield, he was probably the pick of the bunch.
But even Andrews has been one of our top marauding guys. He looks a good player, and he was completely off it last night as well. Yeah. Maybe there's a little bit of a down to, as I'm not playing here, and I'll show you why, sort of thing, that they're trying to prove their point on the pitch. No, but I mean, it's bizarrely that they're actually, you know, this losing the dressing room business and all this. There's too many of them not playing, or and whether they're in the right position or not, you can at least sort of do your bit, and it doesn't seem to be that we do want to, though, does it?
Well, Joel is still bemoaning the lack of leadership that he has in the club, but you know, you've got Sonko, you've got Inge Marsen, you've got Boyer, you've got these players.
But he's not on the pitch, is he, Sonko?
And Boyer, oh, you've mentioned him.
And all these players are players that Joel has brought in. If he wants this authoritative leader, get him, for crying out loud. We've got a bit of money, go and get him. Don't just keep spending all this money on players that still don't fit the bill of what you want. That's what I find distressing. With any team, when you've got problems, you know, at the start of the season, in pre-season, you know, down in Den Bosch, you must be looking at there saying, you know, we still need the authority now, we still need the leadership, and still he's kept on trying to find it in places that simply aren't there.
Well, he obviously had his sort of little target, this, because he'd been out of it for a little, you know, off the, you know, Sky commentary and all the rest of it, Jewel, for a while, and then he'd come in from sort of left field a little bit. He wasn't one that we were thinking of. No. And you do wonder whether they're absolutely up to it, so they're right on top of who's available and all the rest of it. But he's got his team there now, and you've got to hand it to the owner. He has given two people a free stab at it, hasn't he, really? Bring in the people you want, which now we've got, and it's... It's just his substitutions a bit. It's not sort of like Roy's mad moments where he just yanked someone off, and you could see him fuming about 4 minutes of the second half. They weren't doing what he said. He'd be off the bench. I sit right behind him, and I can see him get up there, chewing gum out. That's it, and you're off. Whatever they've done, even if they've had a reasonable game, they haven't done in the second half what he's ranted on about at half time. But Jewel did it with Murphy Healy and Murphy, and it appeared to be the same sort of thing.
Maybe it's just Irish names he doesn't like.
he just doesn't like it. Oh, I don't know. Poor little Shane O'Connor and all this sort of thing.
Well, this is what I was going to come to. I mean, I think the fans would possibly understand a bit more if the team was losing. He had been blooding these youngsters.
A team of triers.
The one thing Roy Keane did do, and I still think he was possibly the worst thing ever to happen to Ipswich, but apart from that, he did at least give these kids a go. Your Hyams and your O'Connors and so on and so forth. He didn't give Jordan Rose a go, he says. That's mine. 10 past 6, he got that one in.
Garvin for 100-point maximum now. Get him in.
You know.
But
he did at least, you know, people appreciated it. And these players, I mean, I know Higham had one dodgy game, but up till then, both him and O'Connor had done really well, hadn't they? Especially O'Connor. And he's just now farmed. Well, he didn't farm Higham off in the end, did he? But he's farmed O'Connor off. He's farmed who else off?
Ronan Murray's gone.
Ronan Murray. Yeah. And it looks like, reading their comments, is it's unlikely they'll play for Town again, which is such a shame.
Shane's Town career is over.
Well, yeah,
local press.
This is, you heard it here first from Mr. Park, who has his green and in front of him. Absolutely.
I know, they can't be wrong. It's in print.
No, that's right.
But with Edward seems to be sort of expecting him. Did it come down the left last night? The problem is the cross seemed to be the other way this time from the right.
I'm trying to think.
You know, because lots of times it's Edwards up the field and not back, but he's trying to cover two people since he lost Rossignol. I used to like them. Mm. They used to like interchange. And
That was another thing.
And
what on earth happened?
And he split that up. Mm. Yeah. You know, that was just ridiculous.
Yeah. There's no partnerships there, is it? You want the partnership between
a holding
defensive midfielder and the two centre halves. You want the partnerships between the wings, and you want the partnership up front. And at the moment,
wings. Have we got any wingers? Well,
we've got no width. We've got people that play out wide, supposedly. But there's no partnership there, and it just doesn't seem like it's clicking anymore. And it doesn't seem also that we're trying anything new. I still think Jules' plan B is better than his plan A. He showed against the Doncaster game. He showed it last night. I think once it doesn't go Town's way, yes. and he brings off a couple of centre midfielders, and he goes to the flat four in the middle.
Yeah.
He brings on Emmanuel Thomas, he brings on Martin, he brings on Carson. I think that's a better Town side.
Yeah.
I think they will hug the touchline, they will be faster, they will trouble defenders. I think his plan A is when he shoehorns Kennedy, Bowyer, Bullards, and either Leadbitter or Andrews in it, where it doesn't work.
Mm. Who expected him? Kennedy? Where did he?
That was
a Spanish Inquisition thing. He just popped up, didn't he?
Yes.
What's this?
And to throw him in a game like that, he's obviously not going to be 100% match fit.
They were going to go for it. There was no way they were going to, home game on a Tuesday night and up there sort of thing. You knew that they were in the same position as us, weren't they? Mm. But did they look a lot better than us?
No, like, I mean, as I said, first 15, 20 minutes, we were by far the better team. And so it's obviously we're quite capable. But this just did not look as though there was any urgency whatsoever. It's almost like a training game.
Well, like Reading didn't look any better than us either. That was up and down the pitch like ping pong, wasn't it? But then they realised they suddenly sort of got it, that they could win. And apparently that's what they've been doing, Reading, the last 20 minutes, like Norwich-style goals. And they seemed to get it. You could just see that they were coming into the game. And I don't know whether we fade out or the other lot come in.
Yeah.
But it just seems to lose it.
Well, it's like you were saying about the 46th minute, but it's also the end of each half, isn't it, where we completely go potty.
It's just concentration, isn't it? It's concentration and seeing it out. And the one thing that I really don't like about the Reading result is, because of its lateness, people now at Portman Road are going to think, well, we're only one down and it's 85
Fantastic.
Minutes.
Let's time to win this. Let's
keep going on this.
We've won. We're only one down.
Whereas I think in the past, teams have been, a goal down and have thought, well, fair enough. We've tried. It's Ipswich are a decent side. We've enjoyed our day out here. And we'll take it on the chin and we'll learn for the next game. But now people are thinking, let's go for this. You know, we know they leak goals. We know it's just, all you've got to do is get a set piece or put a cross in, and Town are just going to bumble it.
It's dead balls every time, isn't it?
It's simple things. Like just getting yourself organised and concentrating.
Yeah.
Got an interesting email here from Cherry Hinton Blue. Although we don't exactly seem to be scoring for fun, Town's goal scoring record in the last half season has actually been pretty decent. As good as anything since the Coochie and Bent days, believe it or not. The problem is, of course, having conceded over 50 goals in the last 23 games.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that since the early 60s, and plenty of managers have been dismissed in the meantime for lesser crimes. Interesting end here. Can it all be down to Sonko? Question mark. Mm. In the 9 league games he hasn't appeared, the record is 1-1, drawn not 0, and lost 8. Quite impressive. He does make a difference.
He dominates. He certainly might not be so good with the ball behind him, but he goes to the ball and heads the thing about 50 yards forward. So, I mean, if there's one thing, it doesn't come immediately back. There might be a slight delay before it comes back. But, I mean, he's a powerful header and he goes for it. And I think Collins noticeably went off the ball, didn't he, when he lost his partner sort of thing. And we always just have Jace, that used to do it before, our Canadian friend. DeVos, wasn't it? We all had a dominant sort of centre half, and Mowbray, even, dare I mention, going back, someone who was really powerful, and all of these teams that play us seem to have that same sort of, they had a good centre half last night, didn't it appear to be? And they get up, and then they score, and Reading scored with two headers again, with midfield defendery guys coming in, and then they think, oh, hang on, there's a new bloke, who am I marking? It does seem to be a basic lack of organisation, doesn't it? Plus panic station.
Wasn't Sonko on the bench last night? I vaguely remember. I mean, I had a bit to drink, as you do.
I think his.
Though he think maybe
rubs off on the back four as well.
I think maybe once we'd gone the one down, it might have been, instead of switching the attack round, actually just shore up the defence and think, right, here we go, take it from there. But
Maybe pulled another muscle sitting on the bench or something.
You know, it is cold up north, Mr. Block. Grim and cold. Bluefin, that's our man Kalevi here. Bluefin, patience is the word we've lost sometimes along the way as a football club and as fans as well. Patience to build, patience to see young players through. Well, we haven't got any young players at the moment.
Well, we're dumping them, aren't we, one by one?
We're not the only club to do that, but it now very much looks like it's our turn to pay the price of our impatience. Now, of course, it's hard to build a team these days. At the very moment you have promising players, the offers start to flow in. But it's Ipswich way. We can't really build a team with money. Have we ever? If we change personnel now, we're in the same merry-go-round that clubs like Leicester and Leeds have been in recently. Whatever happens, we need homegrown players in there, because without them, a football club loses its soul as a community. And I say this from a distance of 1,300 miles, bless him.
Really?
Yes, he's our Finnish, or one of our Finnish supporters.
Mm. It's a good sentiment. But
yeah, he's got it summed up.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You see, I think we could cope with losing odd games if you're seeing kids progressing somewhere, you know, along the line, and we're not at all.
Well, we seem to be, you know, with all this sort of academy business in the background, whether it's going to be funded, and it does make you wonder. It does seem to be a change, isn't it, in our sort of the ethos, or whatever the word, of the club. And but it's just, unfortunately, Saturday is going to be a bit sort of... Well, we're all going to be on tranquilizers, aren't we, before we go in?
I think when you get the young players coming in together, they know what they want to do together. They want to play to each other's strengths. You get it when you see the partnerships between people like Benton Ambrose.
They played for ages, haven't they?
And they're coming and they're stronger because of it. They've become more of a unit. So if you're trying to shoehorn other players in that possibly, you know, don't have the familiarities with each other, then I think it loses something.
Yeah, and we've got a strange mixture in the young ones and the sort of older brigade that he does appear to have brought in. Every manager's got his own little, you know, to be short and Irish for Roy sort of thing. And now it seems to be you've got to be over 30 and shortish for and this thing for midfielders and stoppers. But we can't stop them. We had this defensive thing for so long now. Sonko did look terrific when he was really. For the division we're in, maybe ultra constructive, but he did look a player and he's been around sort of thing. And now I don't know what his actual problem is, and maybe he just couldn't face putting him on in the first, or maybe he didn't want a touch of the Mancini's. I'm not getting on with this after 20 minutes. You know,
I suppose if it is hamstrings, they're quite prone to pulling in cold weather. So he's probably thinking, oh no, it's grim up north and it's cold. I'm not going out there.
Brilliant imitation of Sonko by Graham.
That is how he speaks,
Graham.
Mr. Block. You've never met him, have you? I have. He speaks like that.
He does. He's like
he
that.
He does. You're right. My name's Sonko.
Well, I'll doff my cap to you then, Sonny. Yeah.
I think we're trying to get our experience to pay off a lot more than we are trying to get our excitement and young and vigour to pay off.
Yes, we just don't seem to maraud. We haven't had a winger for about, I don't know how many years, apart from Edwards, of course. I always thought was an out-and-out winger, but now he converted to his full-back role and having to play for 1.5 men, isn't he? He has to cover that whole distance forward. He's our only really marauding person that will go forward and get to the byline.
I agree. I've never rated him as a full-back.
And he just isn't a full-back, I don't think. So I don't think you can blame him for all this stuff, and yet... they had, who was playing against us for, was it Hart was playing for Reading. Ian Hart, left back though, isn't he? And he's a solid sort of, I mean, obviously they might not want to come here, but I mean, these players are around, aren't they?
Didn't Roy try and sign him at one point?
I thought we were linked
another
to him
Irishman,
at one stage, yeah. He was
the one that put Marcus Stewart out for a while and cost us all those points. You remember Mr. Block? It was him that had Marcus Stewart. Because he dived over a tackle that never touched him. Yeah, most of our fans should remember that.
but did they seem? Listening to the radio comedy, the first 5 minutes, I thought we seemed to be okay. And there was a cross from Murphy that someone nearly got on the end of early on, and then
that was it, though. Really,
and that really was it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just. Well, I mean, I don't know what the bus was like coming back. They've got to notice something. So, what is their reaction going to be? Is he going to make wholesale changes? In which case, I don't think you can really quite do that. We haven't got the numbers to do it, for one thing. But you've got to change something. So, is it going to be an attack, defence, the formation? the blooming diamond, or
the
whatever it is.
The problem is, of course, I mean, we were obviously we're losing games, but usually by the odd goal under Roy Keane, and it was pretty dire to watch. I mean, I suppose if you were a neutral, you can't say it's dire to watch at the moment. If you're a neutral, you think, oh, well, let's go and watch
Ipswich.
It's got to be good for a laugh.
6-3 goal.
It's the same reason people at the start of the season were saying, let's go and watch Peterborough, you're guaranteed goal.
Mm. Yeah, but
yeah,
the thing is,
they score.
And especially Peterborough versus Ipswich has got to be a sound bet. But the thing that's slightly more worrying is because we are conceding so many goals, you know, that's a worry. I mean, you can cope with losing the odd 1-0 game, but we're shipping goals for fun, aren't we? And do you think that Mr. Jewell, how much time do you think he's got at this rate if we're carrying on shipping goals like this?
Well, I just thought the way he spoke after that interview, I thought he was expecting it on the bus on the way home. It sounded so blank about the whole thing, about it's up to the... It just didn't sound... It was the most negative post-match comment. You've got to look for a positive, Brian, and all this sort of stuff. Like, you know, they always do that, don't they? And they won't blame the lads. He's blamed the entire team, which was... You know, well, you can't do that too many times. I've ever roughly been with Alex. You know, he might give them a roasting at half time, but he doesn't criticise them too much in front of the press. He's always, he might go berserk when he's got the door shut, but he's pretty good at man management. And that, I thought, was, it wouldn't surprise me at all if, but then you've got to find someone else, you've got to get him over to Dublin, I don't know, thinking about the replacement thing, but I suppose now's the time to do it. It's always bottom three at Christmas lark, isn't it?
If he was going to be sacked this week, I think they'd have done it today. I think he'll be there for Watford, but I think a bad result there might...
Not our greatest team for us with their record. We've never seen... Watford could not be worse. We get done by an odd goal up there, don't we, at their place.
And you can't count on a Dean Bowditch hat-trick nowadays against Watford.
That's right. At least Malky Mackay. But he's doing all right. Of course, he seems to be on the touchline, you know, and getting up and down there and rooting them into it. Jules fairly passive and tends to talk to his mates, and then they do a bit for him. I like watching them on the bit, the way they motivate him or don't.
Well, Mackay's gone from... He's at Cardiff now, but they've got Sean Dyche there, who's even scarier. Very scary. Well, you will play for him.
Well, perhaps that's what we need. We do need someone really fairly horrific.
Well, do you know, I think we can solve my particular Jordan Rhodes problem by, at Christmas, when Joel possibly goes, we get the Huddersfield manager.
Get Lee Clark.
And he's bound to bring Mr. Rhodes with him. Sorted.
Honestly, the man's a genius. You're wasted on this, Graham.
I know, what an incredible thought process.
Yeah.
But, you know, he would be one on the list, wouldn't he, I would have thought, Lee Clark. Would he think Ipswich is a bigger club? Possibly not at the moment.
No, that's the thing.
But he might, money might talk, of course.
In division, but I think he's...
Money might talk, but would he probably want to see us...
I think he's way of a higher bit in the
division. He'd probably want to make sure he's got them up anyway.
My neighbour pretty used that Charlton Huddersfield game on Monday night. They were much more organised, and they did... The Charlton particularly took the advantage of it, and Huddersfield again though you can't see us really beating. I don't know what Watford have let in a few, haven't they? Surprisingly, because they used to be quite a doer lot, didn't they? I'm trying to see.
They did, yes.
Done.
They've got a younger side than they did.
Yeah, 19-28. Yeah. No, 29. Yeah, 19. They've scored. They must have scored the least.
We might
the bottom two.
Oh, really? They've scored the least.
Well, they must be looking forward to playing us. Well, but. It's just very difficult. I mean, I don't know. There was no positives. Very rarely you get a nil positive game. Is it? There's nothing you can take out of it. But it would appear that we were waiting for it as well. We sort of thought that might happen, even though Burnley had not a greater apparent.
Well, that's what I got the impression. Where, as I say, when they started off, although they were on top, Ipswich on, they just looked like they were thinking, well, any minute now we're going to ship a goal, and then it's all going to go, as they say on radio, tits up.
Well,
so
I don't know, but. Well, maybe they're not putting it in. I mean, did it really? Some of the tackles and the challenges down here have looked pretty lightweight, putting it mild. Even Bowyer, who may well have a record like, you know, Darth Vader or something. I don't know. He doesn't come away set, but he backed out of a couple on Saturday. Yeah. He was pretty.
And there's a couple of instances of throw-ins yesterday where no one really wanted the ball. They're thinking,
no rushing to take it.
Just make sure I hide. Well, no, it's usually Edwards. He's very good at taking throws. He quite likes to do it, but. Everyone's sort of way head down. I think I'll just hide.
That comes with the system. If Edwards is playing that wide role and he gets the throwing,
he's out of it, isn't he?
He's not got the two guys up front unless one peels off to the wing. Then he's taken by the fullback and the centre back, and then he's got the one guy who's on the side of the diamond for him. So if one of their centre midfielders picks him up, they've still got a spare centre midfielder. Yeah.
They all seem to have rumbled us, don't they? They basically, yeah. Which is not that difficult if he plays the same thing. There's not even a plan B and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they went on about changing the diamond and playing 4-4-2, 4-3-3, whatever. But I mean, you don't find Barcelona changing their formation. No. If they're good enough, they stick with it. And the diamond,
they got done
working.
The other night, though, didn't they? They lost.
Yeah, they
1-0.
Did actually. For Getafe, yeah.
That was quite nice. I liked, yeah. A couple of minutes like that were like cartoon shots coming in from all directions. They didn't score.
But I mean, we were doing well with the diamond, and it culminated in a brilliant display at West Ham. I thought that was superb that night. And you know, okay, so then they slipped up a couple of games, but. To just blame the diamond and think, well, it's all gone wrong, let's change the system, it just seems like a slight panic there. Because these players are good enough. Well, you'd think so.
Well,
your boy is.
They've
and,
all
your,
been around.
Your Bullards, absolutely. Mm. You know, so in a diamond formation, you think it also gets your Edwards and Creswell forward, which they haven't been doing recently either. So, and as you all said, it's Edwards is a better winger than he is a fullback. So.
The diamond's fine if you want to play that way. It's just putting the players in there.
Yeah. Talking of players,
absolutely, you've got to have your yeah. right people yeah. on the right
playing,
point of the yeah. diamond. Yeah,
if you're playing right and left yeah. of the diamond, you need. You know,
well,
yeah.
one
left,
of our
left
subs
or an inside winger yeah. to go there.
Last time was Cody Cropper. Who's that?
He's the goalkeeper. Yeah.
Ah, right, right.
Huge.
I got it. I saw it. Oh,
is he
big? Big chap. Yeah,
is he?
Oh, well, obviously not a dual signing then.
And he's American, isn't he? As opposed to England.
Sounds American. It is. It is American. Is it?
I think he is, isn't he? Or Canadian? Is he, Joe?
One of the two. Yeah.
Mm. I thought if you knew his size, you know his shoe size, I thought you might know his country. Right, you've got a minute or so to talk about the upcoming delights of Watford.
I'd just like to see a team sheet that I can understand. One that I can look at and think, okay, that's where the players are going to play. Everyone knows what their job is going to be. Just for once, be able to read it from right to left and know where the players are going to be. I want them to keep it simple and just... By Christ, just don't concede a goal. Just keep a clean sheet at home.
Well, we'll have to play Cropper, Wright and Lee Barrett, won't we, not to concede a goal, and eight outfielders. But, I mean, what's he going to change? Because it seems Jason can hold the ball up, and Watford being the usual Watford as they are, they've still got Eustace playing for him. He's one he plays for someone, I think he does. He's always plays fantastically against, and he's been playing... I might have a great contract with them, but he's the sort of player we never seem to get. A nice, tough-nut midfield guy who can play, really goes for it. And Walton, that chap's playing for Exeter or someone now. He was a bit... Simon Walton.
He's playing for Plymouth,
he's
isn't
banged
he?
Him, or someone down west, isn't it?
Well, he's playing for Plymouth, Simon Walton, yeah.
These rough and ready midfielders that always have a bit of bite in the middle.
But it sparks the others up a bit, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, we've got Lee Bowyer.
Well, that's what you think he's for.
The archetypal terrier in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
So, and we're getting nothing out of him.
But he's older now, maybe there's something we don't know about his sort of... make up some injury he's prone to. But I mean, we've got it. If we let one in, I mean, and the crowd at home are going to be anxious putting it mildly.
Slightly, yes.
And... well, if it goes anywhere near the ends of the halves, you know, it's going to be... You know, I think that will be it. If we do, unfortunately, the worst comes to the worst, which... I mean, you know, football's a strange
40-minute
game.
Halves, that's what we'll have.
Exactly. 40-minute halves. We could play a shorter game. Yeah. That's another thing. Yeah.
We have to go, Mr. Block, so if you want a quick
I'll go for a draw. I think we'll salvage a point in
Joe,
some way.
2-0 win.
Two.
Okay. Ipswich, go on.
Dear me. I'll go for a draw. Mark Anderson, yes, I'll email you, matey. He's emailed in. Thanks, everyone. Thanks to Mr. Block. Thanks to Joe. Till next week, have a good one. Bye-bye.